Hello there, and welcome to Vet Tech Talk. I'm Dave Blanks, and I work here at Appalachian State in University Communications. On this episode, we're joined by Rebecca Newman. Rebecca is new to App State and has taken on the role of well-being coordinator for the veterinary technology program. Her passion for well-being began when she was a college student working with adolescents with substance use disorders. While pursuing graduate work in clinical psychology, Newman worked as a therapist, primarily focused on anxiety and depressive disorders, as well as eating disorders. She's always been an enthusiastic animal lover, and Newman became, in 2016, a credentialed veterinary technician. And she combined her passions for well-being and education, as well as veterinary medicine, in her role as student services coordinator and then student affairs director at Bell Ray Institute. Newman served on the board of directors of the Colorado Association of Certified Veterinary Technicians from 2018 to 2022. And that's because that's where she lives, in Colorado, with her husband on a ranch with so many animals. And we get into that in just a little bit. Let's begin. Here's my conversation with Rebecca Newman. All right. Welcome to the podcast, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So are you ready to can we get started? Is that cool with you?
I would love to.
Let's jump in. So Rebecca Newman, your official title is the well-being coordinator for the veterinary technology program here at App State.
That is correct.
All right. So have you been a well-being coordinator for a veterinary technology program before?
I have not.
Oh, new experience. All
new right. experience.
Excellent. So we'll get into a little bit about your background, but just brief overview, what's your gig here at Appalachian?
Great question. It is a new role in veterinary technology programs.
Okay.
And I believe App State has the very first coordinator in the United States. And this is huge because well-being is an area that has been kind of a side note in vet med, and we are bringing it to the forefront. App State is leading the way.
Awesome. We'll get into how App State is doing that in a moment or two. How, Rebecca, did you come into this position? Where'd you start? Was it in the world of veterinary medicine somehow?
Sure.
Or?
Well, actually, my first career was in clinical psychology. I worked with college students at Rutgers University. I wanted to become a psychologist. My path changed over time, and I actually went back to school to become a certified veterinary technician.
How uniquely qualified are you for this?
Well, I have to say, Dave, these are three of my greatest passions. One, veterinary medicine. Two, well-being.
Yeah.
And three, education and working with students.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. Well, that's super interesting to hear. How did you find out about this particular position?
So I live in Colorado.
Oh,
and
okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, I was student affairs director at a program there.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the program to spend a year working on my farm.
Oh, cool.
And
what kind of farm?
We basically take in as many old animals as possible. They don't make us any money.
Right.
And that just provides extreme happiness to my husband and myself.
That's great. Well, so do you have is it like agritourism in a way? Do you have people come by or volunteer?
You know what? That's down the road.
Okay, all right.
Dream big.
Yeah.
For right now, we have 18 animals.
Awesome.
Goats, a one-eyed horse, chickens, two cats.
Yeah.
Barn cats.
Have you seen, there's this lady on Instagram. I feel like it's called Useless Farm is what her name is.
Ooh, I should talk to her.
She's a hoot. She's really funny. She has this super aggressive ostrich who I think is named Karen. and I'm just going to Google it right now. But yes, okay. She's really, really funny, and I highly recommend her. Some of it may be not safe for work type stuff, but. Isn't that what it's called? Useless Farm.
I would say we make no money.
That's her. Useless Farm.
Okay. Useless Farm.
Oh, yeah. She's very funny. Anyway, well, that's cool that you're doing that. I love that. So you're actively doing that, but now this is an online program, the veterinary technology program. So you can live in Colorado, even though you're here in studio in Boone. How many times have you been to Boone?
This is my first
what
time.
What do you think?
I love it.
We have more green than y'all have in Colorado.
Yes.
But your mountains are like super dramatic. Like, I mean, there is that.
Our mountains are dramatic and yet maybe not as accessible.
Yeah, they're not. I know. That's what I've heard. I had friends that moved to Colorado mm-hmm. and they were like, God, I just miss the green.
Yes.
I miss it being such an easy thing to do to get out on the trail. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like slightly more of an ordeal. Or you
it is
plan.
Much more of an ordeal. I live on the Eastern Plains.
Okay.
So very rural.
Yeah.
I live on a dirt road off of a dirt road.
Love it.
And so I love coming to Boone and seeing the small towns around here.
Oh, yeah.
And the mountains and the green.
That, have you been to Grandfather?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to go.
But I am planning.
Okay, cool.
Planning it.
Excellent. That sounds like an interesting intersection of passions that have brought you into this position. So as far as you interacting with students, mm-hmm. has that occurred yet? Because this program is brand new. So
right.
have you started your work?
One of the amazing things happened last night. We had an in-person meet and greet for our students.
Here on campus.
Here on campus.
Right.
In the Solarium.
Nice.
And it was a great success. And when I say success, I am not talking about huge numbers of students.
Right.
I'm talking about the connections that
yeah.
are made.
Right.
We met students who drove three hours away. Because they wanted to make those connections.
Yeah.
And that is one of the essential components of well-being and something that research has shown and we have seen in our field just helps students thrive and leads to a sustainable career.
Yeah. So how do you address that with an online program? Because the connection...
Yeah.
is in person that you made mm-hmm. this a couple of days ago. Yesterday, wasn't it, you said, in the Solarium?
Yeah.
That's not going to always be easily achievable.
Correct.
That's quite an interesting challenge for you.
Well, I love challenges.
All right, good.
And most importantly, I work with an amazing team here at App State. The Vet Tech team, and as well as all of the other faculty and staff that I've met on campus have been amazingly supportive. So
hey, I'm on your side.
Thank you.
Right? Yes.
Thank you. So I'll tap into any resources
please,
I can.
Yeah. Whatever I can record for you, allow me to help.
I will say that during the height of the pandemic,
right,
I was kind of in charge of moving a vet tech program online
uh-huh.
that was brick and mortar
oh.
and temporarily we moved it online.
They had not signed up for that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha.
So learning the lessons from that experience,
right.
I couldn't be more excited at all of the new ways students can connect online and feel like a community.
Right. It is way easier just because of the growing pains that have to do with adopting new technology. You know, Zoom is so much more of a normalized thing than it was pre-pandemic. Yeah,
yes.
That is an advantage. So is that part of the work? Are you like, oh, we're going to do a little mixer here and we're going to talk about XYZ?
Absolutely. So this semester being the first semester of the program, we're taking things one step at a time,
right.
planning things out, getting feedback from students, faculty, and staff. But for example, we are having a virtual meet and greet next week.
Cool.
Which
not everybody could drive here, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that is a huge thing that we want to keep in mind is accessibility. So giving equal access, equitable access to our students and finding ways to ensure that connections can be made by each and every student, faculty, and staff member of our program.
So well-being is a vital part of veterinary technology, mm-hmm. veterinary medicine, but it's not something we were talking earlier that was a big emphasis in the programs in veterinary medicine, veterinary technology. How is APPS program addressing it? I mean, I know we have you, mm-hmm. but what does that say? I guess that says the APP thinks it's pretty important.
Yes. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons I came here is because you all are leading the way and really...
We are leading the
we.
Way.
We, yeah. yes, yeah, you're right. You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
we we are leading the way.
Yes.
And paving the way for what I believe will be a better future for the veterinary field.
You shared some interesting information about the challenges that veterinary technicians face mm-hmm. when it comes to their well-being. So can you share some of that with our listeners?
Absolutely. You know, there are a couple of unique challenges faced in veterinary medicine. One is the, I would say moral distress is the term that we use that is felt by veterinary professionals. And that occurs when, let's say, someone comes and, you know, wishes they could give their dog that $5,000 surgery.
Right.
They don't have the funds and the dog ends up being euthanized. That has an impact on everyone, mm-hmm. especially those who are working in the field and see that on a daily or weekly basis.
Yeah.
And so moral distress and compassion fatigue, this field is filled with beautiful people who want to help animals. And they would give the shirt off their back to help an animal, whether it is a dog, cat, llama, snake, you name it. It
Right.
really runs the gamut. And while that is an amazing characteristic to have, it also means that there is compassion fatigue in the field.
It's a vulnerability.
It too. Is.
Right.
It is. It's
a superpower, but it's also a vulnerability.
And Dave, I love that you said it's a superpower. That is, you know, that's what I get to do as well-being coordinator is help students, faculty, and staff recognize those superpowers, mm-hmm. recognize their character strengths, and be aware of when those superpowers are maybe doing a little bit more harm than the good that they can do.
So, Rebecca, you did tell me that a lot of the people that are attracted to this program that are built for this are introverts. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would offend anyone to know that.
No. I mean, I have to say I am an introvert.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you're doing a good job overcoming your introversion. Nice work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. People describe it in different ways. I love meeting new people. I love speaking in public. And yet...
Wow, you're a weird introvert.
Yes. However, not as uncommon as you'd think.
Sell me on it, yeah.
So at the end of those periods of extroversion, I recharge by going to a quiet space, spending time alone, practicing meditation, things like that. Those are all parts of my well-being.
Right.
And, you know, it's not that everyone in this field is an introvert by any means.
Sure, no.
But it tends, you know, research does show that two of the common characteristics of veterinary professionals is introversion and also we score high on perfectionism. So those are two traits that I keep in mind when I'm thinking about developing our well-being program here at App State for vet tech.
Absolutely. Rebecca, your overriding theories or the places you come back to as far as well-being, what are you drawing from? Is it like cognitive behavioral therapy or?
Oh, Dave, I love your questions. And
thanks.
I would say positive psychology is really what guides me today.
Okay, let's define that.
So positive psychology looks at how someone is functioning and flourishing in their lives, as opposed to what we used to do in psychology, which...
Look at how you're failing.
Yeah, and what disorder do you have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a bunch of disorders. Mm-hmm. Does that help me? Maybe a little bit, but what really helps is identifying ways that I can thrive in this world. I did a training through the Wellbeing Lab based out of Australia. And I should back up and say that Dr. Martin Seligman is the founder of positive psychology out of University of Pennsylvania. And he's had it just a phenomenal impact on the direction of well-being. And with positive psychology, this is the framework that I am taking into the program for not just students. It really starts with our faculty and staff, ensuring that they have resources, the tools to flourish in their lives.
So you're going to be part of the staff.
Yes.
So that means you have to take care of yourself.
Yes.
You said you like to recharge alone, but does that include your animals? Do you feel like you're alone when you're with your animals?
Oh, that's
kind of
weird. Really great question.
Because are you an introvert if you just like spending time with animals? Maybe there should be a different term for that. I don't know.
I mean, I think I'm an introvert with extroverted tendencies, perhaps.
Yeah, sure. If you're an introvert and then you spend time by yourself, like away from people, but you're with your animals, like you're still like being social in a way.
Right.
I mean, you know?
Yes.
Well, so here's what I really want to get at is tell me about the animals that are in your life. Unless there's anything else that you want to cover on the clinical side, on the well-being side, the program, we're so glad to have you. We're very excited about this program.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here. You're a part of the Appalachian family. I'm glad you're a part of Appalachian State now. Tell me about these animals. Tell me about your farm. Does your farm have a name?
The Newman Ranch.
All right. Makes sense. All right.
And it has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl to live on a farm. Currently, we have 18 animals, and we have a one-eyed horse named Gulliver. He is just a beautiful creature. He was originally a wild Mustang, trained early on to be a therapy horse. He's got to be about 30 years old now.
Wow.
Knowing that everyone, even animals, need connections, we got him some goat friends. So now we have Gulliver and the goats, our six goats, and feel free to use that as a band name.
Please, yeah. It sounds like a cartoon that my kids would really love, Gulliver and the Goats.
Gulliver and the Goats. And I have to say, being with the animals is when I am just at peace and I can be completely in the present, which I think is just an amazing tool in my toolkit for refreshing and for fueling up for what I can give to this program.
The bond between humans and animals is something that we touch on a lot in this podcast, and I think it's very clear that you have a strong bond with these animals.
Extremely strong, and I haven't even mentioned my dogs, one of them being the canine love of my life, Moby.
Moby?
Moby. He is 13 years old. He's getting a little gray around... Great.
Yeah, me too.
I guess I do want to just say that I see the importance for our students, our faculty, and our staff. I see the importance of that human-animal bond. And it is such a beautiful connection. And at the same time, it's just as important to encourage human-to-human connections.
Right.
And so that will be a big part of the program as well. Relationships are one of the things that really predict our happiness, our ability to thrive, our resiliency. And so relationships and connections, belonging, those will all be themes of the well-being program.
How do people find out more about you? How do people get in touch with you?
Please feel free to email me is a great way. NewmanRL@appstate.edu.
Okay.
You can also look on the App State Vet Tech page, which is vettech.appstate.edu. And
I think your picture's on here with how many of your animals are featured here.
I think you've got a horse, maybe a goat.
Oh, yeah, the squad. Yeah, yeah. There we go. Yeah, there you are. So is that Gulliver?
That's Gulliver.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, to see Gulliver, yeah, check out vettech.appstate.edu. Rebecca, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you being here, and I hope you enjoy your time in Boone, and I hope you can go back to Colorado and recharge, but then that you can come back here sometime soon.
Oh, Dave, thank you so much for having me today. It was a real, real pleasure.
If you love animals, a degree in veterinary technology may be just what you need in your life. Put that love for animals to work for you. No matter your busy schedule, you'll learn to capably assist veterinarians and prepare for certification exams to take advantage of a flourishing job market and ensure that pets get the care that they need. Find out more by going online to vettech.appstate.edu. Vet Tech Talk is a production of University Communications here at Appalachian State. Check out more of our podcasts by going online to podcasts.appstate.edu. I'm Dave Blanks once again, and thanks so much for listening to Vet Tech Talk. Have a fantastic day.